3, 6. 7 words down. Rabbi Zero. The dot. Rabbi Zero. Both of Rabbi Shimon and Lokish Linian Shabbos. Rish Lokish concedes. This is Shabbos. She ain't pay a matzilis yosim master. There's a very big chumrah the Rishalmi has, which we don't paskin like, although the Rambam seems to hold this way, that a peo, which is the Yushami's term for Tzuras HaPesach, right, the two poles with the thing on top, with the string on top, does not work for more than 10 amos. It can't be longer than 10 amos. The gap between the two poles cannot be more than 10 amos, which is a very big chumra, because obviously we use it for far, far more extensive distances like that. Rabbi Chagai said, Masniso Amrake. You can really assume that that's true from learning our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said gave a case, a scenario of where you made a rope fence made out of three ropes, one on top of the other, right? To the height of 10 tefachim, right? If you're going to say that a Tzuras HaPesach, the frame of the doorway, works for more than 10 amos, so then why are you bothering using three ropes? Use one rope and put the rope on top of the pole instead of putting three ropes one on top of the other, right? Rabbi Yeshua said, Hoda peya, this Tzuras HaPesach, how does it work? Ama itmar. Literally, it means, what was it said? What is its definition? Mila Malon? Is the Tzuras HaPesach on top of the poles? I mean, can it even be on the side of the poles?
It's a basic question, Yochasayrman,
right? How does the Tzuras HaPesach look? Yeah, we paskin, it can't be, but the Yushami is now asking, can it be actually the wire be attached to the side of the poles or not?
Oh.
Okay.
Can you go across on the side?
No. What do you mean go across on the side?
I'm not sure what it's.
No, think of an electric pole, right?
Oh, right, okay.
And you put, instead of the wire being on top, the wire being on the side. Okay. So, in Tamar, if you're going to say that, now here the gears is messed up. Should be in Tamar Minatzad. If you're going to say that works on the side, Koshke Minamalo. It certainly works on the top. In Tamar Milamalo, if it works on the top, however, Haminatzad, I have just reversed all the words here. Haminatzad lo, right? Then it doesn't work on the side. On top, it's much more like a door frame. So therefore, if it works on top, it doesn't necessarily mean it would work on the side. But if it does work even on the side of the pole, so sen certainly does work on top, right? So it says Amara.
It
certainly does work. No, it certainly does work on top. Okay. In Tamar Milamalon, if you're going to say that it works on top, right? Specifically on top. Yo, some Rabbi Chagai. The Rabbi Chagai made a good point. In other words, Rabbi Chagai said, "I don't understand why in our Mishnah we require three ropes, one on top of each other. If a Tzuras HaPesach works for more than 10 amos." So just put up a Tzuras HaPesach, right? So in Tamar Milamalon, if you're going to say the Tzoybar on top, I goofed, slight goof. In Tamar Milamalon says, if you're going to say our Mishnah's Tzoybar where the ropes are on top of the, there's a rope on top of the pole, in other words, our Mishnah spoke about a case with the three poles, right? Three ropes. One on top of each other.
So if you're going to say, that the three ropes go through, let's say like this, one, two, and then three, right?
If you're going to say it's like that, so in Rabbi Chagai is a good point. In other words, don't do these two bottom ones. It's only the one on top, right? So in Tamar, again, in Tamar Milamalo and Yosem Rabbi Chagai. However, in Tamar Minatzai, if you're going to say our Mishnah's talking about, as is more likely, as a matter of fact, that the ropes are going on the side, see like this, one, two, three, right? In Tamar Minatzad, it's going to the side. So then, lo amar Rabbi Chagai klum. Rabbi Chagai's statement was not a valid statement, because Rabbi Chagai would say, our Mishnah seems to indicate that Tzuris and Pesel shouldn't work for more than 10 amos. Because our Mishnah is saying that you should make three ropes, and if Tzuris and Pesel works, then Tzuris and Pesel could be instead of ropes. So the Gemara is saying that's only true if we're talking our Mishnah about a case where the ropes go over the top. But the ropes go over the side, and you do gain very much by not actually using the Tzuris and Pesach on top, because the Tzuris and Pesach on top would require you to put up wire all over on the top of your pole. And this way you have pre-existing wire on the side of your pole, so use that in order to constitute a fence. Right? Even though it doesn't constitute Tzuris and Pesach, you gain the fact that you don't have to put up additional wires. You just use these, which are part and parcel of your fence. Again, assuming that the substance of the wires is a tefach, and that the different gap between them is less than 3 tefachim, so that way you have a full 10 tefach fence.
Says more, my show. I understand. You want them on top, put them on top. Right, in other words, you're saying the Mishnah is advantageous because they're on the side, because they're on the side. So it says, come on, you know what? Don't put them on the side. Put them on top, and you'll have the advantage of only needing one wire. Right? Right? No matter what, so just put them wherever you want, wherever necessary. We'll only use one. Anywhere our Mishnah is difficult. When do you ever need three ropes? Just advise a guy to use one rope, put it on top, it works only on top, and on the side, it works on the side, but you shouldn't need three ropes.
So it says more Rabbanan the Kesarin, the Rabbanan of Kesarin in the Golan. B'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, the name Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Dipoter, explained that it's talking about B'shosi, it can mean Dakron. It's talking about where the fence is made like this, actually. So why?
So you can't put a rope. You can't put a rope on top. Okay, so it's you can't put a rope on top. So since you can't put a rope on top, I don't know if it's exactly like this, a wire or something like that.
Now, the bottom line is that you can't get a rope on top properly, right? So therefore, the Mishnah's advising you put three ropes on the side, in order that it should be able to work out. But in a chanami, if you can't put one on top and resolves the whole issue. Okay? So it says the Gemara. By the way, in the there's a certain here in the community which will remain nameless. They use where they put up the lechayim. One of the things which I think is no good is that sometimes they'll have, this is an electric pole, sometimes they'll have a lechi, which goes like this. That's a U-guard, what they call a U-guard. It goes over here, and then the wire will be over here. For some reason, there would be like a blockage over here where they couldn't put up the lechi, some blockage. So what they'll do is they'll actually put lechi on the other side of the electric pole and have a curve around until it gets to underneath the wire, which is no good, because that's similar to our case over here. Otherwise, you'd be able to put it over here on the top, right? But there are limits to how much you could be able to curve, so therefore there's a problem when the L'chaim curve around too much.
Okay? So, that's similar to our, so that's why our Sugya says that here the wire has to go on top, and in a case where you have a funny shaped fence, you can't put it on top, so that's why Mishnah advises using three ropes on the side, which will eliminate that problem. Okay? Says more further. Rabbi Zir and Rabbi Yedimi de Minchefa, Shem Rabbi Dechefa, Shem Rabbi Shebeloi said, Legova filo ame amo, Tzuris HaPesach can be even up to 100 amos high. As opposed to a korah, how high up can a korah be? 20, right. This can only be up to, this can even be up to 100. The reason for that is because a korah is a reminder, and a reminder you have to be able to see. A Tzuris HaPesach is a
is a wall, and nobody has to be able to see it. Okay? So as long as it's there, it's a wall. So it says Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda said, oh, the Tamalini and Kilayim. No, no, no. In terms of Kilayim, perhaps that is the case, that he came up to 100 Amasai. I mean, in Shabbos, in terms of Shabbos, Lote Peya Givoa Min HaKorah, a Peya may not be higher than a Korah, means it can't be higher than 20 Amas, because it also has to serve to remind people not to carry beyond where it is placed. We don't pass that way, but that's what he holds. Om Rebbe Esi, Om Rebbe, Hiki Laim Yish Shabbos. And no difference between Kilayim and Shabbos is the way he passes. Since you go up to the sky, but Kilayim can also go up to the sky in its first pass of Shabbos as well. So Taka, what's the difference? Why is Korah only up to 20 Amos, and why is the Tzuris of Pesach all the way up to the sky? So it says, I'll tell you why. A little bit of a difficult line. Korah Matelis Miruach Achas. Now, the way the Stipler son explains that, Korah works on one side, meaning it doesn't have walls. It's only a beam. It's not connected to the ground. It's really, logically, it's suspended in midair. Right? Because it doesn't have to stand on anything. It doesn't have to stand on anything. So Korah, Matzos Ruach Achas, that's why it has limitations. Can't be above 20 Amos. Peah, Ena Matzos Achetem Gufefes Me'arbet Stodim. A Tzuris Pesach works because it's solid to the ground. Meaning it's on all four sides. Here on all four sides, according to the Stipler son, really if you carry through, although I don't know if he carries through on this point, and all four sides is mean top, bottom, and two sides, right? So Mi'ar Ruchel said it's really a defined wall, and ever since it's a defined wall, it has no the maximum proportions. As long as it's large as it is, that's fine. Okay? V'tayin, it's going like Kai Demar Rabbi Zeir B'Shem Rabbi Nuna, like Rabbi Zeir's name, Rabbi Nuna. Pain and Matelis, Achetei Mugufevis Me'ar Baruch Hosea. A Tzuris Pesach doesn't work unless it's closed on four sides. Okay? Amrei Abra Bar Memel, Tatra Pelayos Sheba Kolamim. This is either an awning in a vineyard, or some of the Mefarshim here explain or change it to Sheba Krochim. And it means a roof. Let's say you have a case like this. Very interesting. It's very much a local maisa. Yeah. I don't know in which language, but.
Yeah, what's Greek for roof?
What's Greek for roof? Can you use the Tzuris of Pesach here? That's what the Gemara is going to discuss. You have here a shelter, which is standing on four pegs, right? And has no walls, but it does have a roof.
What's the case
in
the
end? Wait, how far?
This is
the
right before you left.
Do we have such a case? No. Yeah, we had such a case, but we didn't make El Sadra, right. So there it's the same case, but it's obliquely related, and that Yushami comes to negate what the Bavli does never exactly address. Why don't you say here, and the truth is I address this in my book.
It's also for him to be over his nether.
I forgot what I said about my book. Your loss. But,
I'm waiting for him to be over his
I forgot. I didn't know this Yerushalmi, but I just assumed that this is the case. That without knowing the Yerushalmi, but the Yerushalmi says explicitly, I didn't say Tzuris HaPesach over here. Why? Because it's a roof is not a Tzuris HaPesach. Tzuris HaPesach has been a distinct door frame. Okay. If it's not a door frame, it doesn't work.
Why do the poles constitute for the source of
this? It does, but there's no pole here on top.
Yeah,
Oh, I see.
I just drew in a pole.
Oh, I see.
You have this roof, though.
That's the roof. No, that's just, exactly its point.
It's like a canopy. It's what it's
right.
And you have the four things holding up.
It would have to have a distinct feature on it in order to be able to say
Teresa Bessa. You want to be
overhang.
You want to be
overhang. Right. And that won't make Teresa Bessa. That's exactly the point. Okay? So it says, excuse me, so that's what Yerushalmi says, Tatcher Plyos Shibakramim, or Shibakrachim, also the Tata Tachtem Rahat Kerry underneath them, Ibn Shein Sof Tikra. It's there, the ends of the ceiling. Vein Sof Tikra Matzim Shumpeya, the end of the ceiling is not a Tzurisapa, does not a Tzurisapa make. All right, Pilchos. As Uvdu Kumin Rabbi Yirmiya, case came for Yirmiya on the other end. Barba Hamudim with four pillars, Valem Arba Patstalios, and upon them there are four beams of some sort. Obviously not a normal kind, because then it would be Pasha. The Shiori Korban tries to make this a specialized case. But in any event, there are four beams on top of four, each one on top of two posts, right? Four posts all together. And Vita Latalta Mishum Peo. He said, this is a Teresa Peso, that's legit. Rabbi Boon for Rabbi Boon. So Lieberman says it's not a mistake. There were a couple of Rabbi Boons, right? This is one of them, at least, was the Rabbi Avun, who's buried in Kesarin. But the Reb Chaim Kanievsky says it is a mistake. It's supposed to be Rabbi Boon for Rabbana. Okay, it's a typo. Boon Rabbana Boon Kumi Rabbi Zir. They asked for Rabbi Zir. Pay a mouse to Tatsu Besuka. Now, this one, which is not in the Bavli, does the Torah Sepesa work by a Sukkah? Can you build a sukkah based solely on the principle of Teresa Pesach? No walls.
Two fraction.
That's because you've been brainwashed by the Bavli.
Right. Exactly.
Right. We're here to open your mind. Take out your mental can opener. And really, because the Teresa Pesach is also a wall.
That's right. That's real gypsy. You have four walls with no walls.
So you have four walls.
Yeah, with no walls.
You just think you can walk through it, but it's actually a wall. Right? So that's what he says here. It works. You can build a sukkah based on the principle of Teresa Pesach. The Bavli doesn't say that, right? The Bavli says, Shnayim Kiyo Chosen Shlishi Sabi Lutefach. But that's the Yerushalmi, at least here in Erev, it says. So, says Gemara, Schach Moshe Atz Pesukah, but along the lines you just asked, what about if you don't have a Teresa Pesach, well, you have the Schach itself sitting on four staves. So I'm going to learn Ein Sof Schach Ma'atz Pesukah. That doesn't work. Gemara Ben Zeluzet, what's the difference?
I lost it. It says, pay a matzah, which means the source of Pesach.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is,
Omer Lon,
pay a matzah.
Right.
So that it works.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You don't have a separate source of Pesach. You just have the schach itself.
The
end of the schach. Literally, sof schach means the end of the schach. But it means
the overhang of the schach.
No, it's not an overhang, though. It's just a level on top of your sukkah.
Okay.
An overhang might be better, right? There is no overhang.
What's supporting the schach?
Four poles.
You can
have a woven
roof. So, and no source of Pesach, no nothing, no walls.
Right.
Yeah.
So he says it doesn't work.
Under what principle?
It's the same question we had over here, the previous case by the Achsadra type situation.
Okay.
You're right, it's an extension of the principle we just learned. That's why it doesn't work, okay? So it says, Omer Lon, ain't so schach, so schach, matzo, besuba. Ma bin zu maluzu. What's the difference whether you have Teresa Pesach or just the schach itself? So if Zena Selakan, Zena Selakan. Teresa Pesach is made for the opening. The schach itself is made for the schach. It's not part of a tzuras of pesel. It's very basic difference. Amravava said, "Kol ilein milayo," is a cool line in the Rishonim. Oh, I have a couple times Bobby something similar, but not expressed the same way. Kol ilein milayo. All these things we discussed, even a mesav who made them. This is barter in the base, banter in the base medrash. Right, mesav meita means maso matan, means in the discussion. That's all discussion. Holoheiles, but the paskin that you can build a sukkah on the base of tzuras haPesach also loholoheiles. You're forbidden to for paskin that we have loholoheiles. But it's interesting because it sounds like it's a gzeira. In other words, really, it would work theoretically, but we're afraid people won't understand how such a thing could be. No walls, so that's why we didn't allow it.
Can I just ask a ridiculous question at this point? Here we are.
Only one.
Era so long. Yeah. What exactly does Tzuras haPesach accomplish? Is it accomplish it? Does it become omeid, or does it accomplish it as a wall? It's clearly
what's
it's
the
only
difference?
A wall.
The doorway.
It's not omeid. If you're distinguishing between the two concepts, it's not Gomit, it's like a wall. Because you have a sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, Asu Rabbi Valim Mechitzta. That if you have masses walking through a Tzuras haPesach, it cancels it. If it's Gomit, so then they should never be able to cancel it. It means it's a wall, relatively speaking. Rabbi Yochanan, we don't pass to him. We pass to Rabbi Lezer, Lasu Rabbi Mivadlim Bechitza. But like Rabbi Yochanan, who passed against Asu Rabbi Mivadlim Bechitza, which is where the Mishkan and Siakov passed, so like him, it's obviously only Mechitza of Rabbi Menapokeh, so you can't carry it, call it Omei.
It's a barrier.
I thought it
barrier. It's not a barrier. Even that doesn't.
I always look at it as like to eliminate a pirzah or something like that.
Right, because it closes it off. It taka closes off halachically, but again, not as omeid, but rather as a wall, as a halachic status as well, and that it's considered impervious because people are walking through it. So that's why when Rabbi Yochanan, you have enough people walking through it, they cancel the wall. Okay, now ma'im sukkah kala adomar oser. What?
Wouldn't that be a problem in a sukkah
though? You're right. Now we don't allow it. Now it says, well, wait a minute. If my sukkah kalat Omar Aser, sukkah, which is more lenient, you said it's forbidden to build a sukkah on the basis of a Pesach. Shabbos Chamur Lo Koshke should be allowed to make an enclosure on the basis of Tzuras haPesach. Rabbi Bun Bar Chia Bal Kumi Rabbi Zera, and Rabbi Bun Bar Chia asked Rabbi Zera, Man Tana Pei Matelus. Who's the one who said that you can make a Tzuras haPesach based Eruv? Must be Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds, as the Mefarshim explained here, okay, that Poritz Murba Lemit is okay, but like the rest of us, it's Osir. Amar Lesi said, Take Hadat Tana, he's the only Tana holds that we, that way. We, however, the mainstream of the Ushalmi, he says, hold that you can't make a Tzuras haPesach on a complete perimeter of an Eruv on Shabbos. Unless the Tzuras haPesach are half far apart, less than 10 hours.
This sheet is in the Bavli? No. The only sheet that I know of in the Bavli is the one that says at least it's 50-50, it's okay.
We're forgetting, though, the Rambam. How's Rambam pass about Tzuras haPesach?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a brisker, you have to remember this.
A little brisker.
I'm passing the Tzuras
Pesach. What is Rambam passing?
Your brisker at it tells her. He says that he's yeah. He says that you know you have to have Tzuras Pesach every 10 hours, unless that's the famous brisker chumrah. Briskers are machmir even if you don't hold Rishus HaRabim. They hold you need
every
10 amos, unless you have Oymer Merubel Aparos. If you have Oymer Aparos, more structure than free space, this is Rambam Paskins. If you have more structure than standing, which seems like the Ushami essentially, if you have more structure than standing space, then the Tzuras HaPesach is only a it's a Drabonim, but it's a Chumrah, because you really have true walls. So
So therefore, in that case, the tzeres pesos can be more than 10 amas apart. But if there's no tzeres pesos, and your walls are solely based on tzeres pesos, then the Rambam holds the tzeres pesos have to be within 10 amas of each other. Have I answered your question? Or failed your question?
Yes, the answer. My question was, yeah. It seemed like the Bavli...
The Bavli argues in this,
most
right.
Most of the Peshitta was never have right. Parts Merubah HaOmed. You have it, if it's 50-50, there's one view in the Gemara.
Right.
It's okay.
Sure. So this is about the Rambam Paskins like the Tushami, evidently, because he holds that Tzuras Pesach is limited to 10 Amos.
Okay?
But keep in Bekani. One is allowed to make a perimeter with reeds, which are standing up and making a fence. As long as you treat each reed, you don't have three tvachim, social tvachim. But shayoru dibru, all these clues which we have based on the walls which are not shisivayer, not chain link, is only by a caravan. Dibru Rabbi Yehuda. Chomrim lo dibru chachomim, but shayoru chachomim deserves to say that when Chazal said you need a wall, they didn't draw a distinction between a caravan and anything else. Elabahovah, they truly talk about all cases which exist, and therefore you never need a crisscrossed wall, chain link wall. What you need is a horizontal or vertical wall by itself. Says Amar, nevertheless, says Mishnah, Kol Machitza She'ena Shel Shesiv Shel Erev, a wall which does not crisscross. And a machitza is not about wall. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. The chachamim echo mishnei dvarim. Only one of the two, either cris or cross, but not necessarily both. Avad vayim potu v'machne. There are four things that are exempt in a camp going out to war. V'yimaitzim kol makom. They're allowed to take wood from wherever they desire to make their fires. Patur machitza dvarim. Don't have to wash hands before eating. V'dmai. They don't have to meiser dmai. Mila rape, they don't have to make a ruvin. Okay, now the Gemara is going to discuss all those things. Says a word for the Mekibim Mekani, the Shayora, was allowed to make a perimeter based on reeds or on bamboo shoots, whatever you want to call them, by a caravan, the Rabbi Yehuda. Let's call Rabbi Yehuda. A Yachid, it's a Shtiv Erev. But a Yachid, it sounds like there's only a cooler by a caravan. It's only these who are by caravans. Not by an individual. An individual has to make a full wall, which is a crisscross chain link wall. Why was Rabbi Yehuda only allowed this kula of building a one-way wall, either horizontal or vertical, for a share? Why does he allow this also for an individual? The Gemara doesn't answer this question. It's a good question. It's not consistent. Gemara goes on to another question. Rabbanan lo mishani ben yochel l'shayara. The Rabbanan not draw a distinction between an individual and a caravan, that no matter what's required for an individual is required for a caravan and vice versa. Is that true? Let me ask you. Lishmina miyado. Let's bring a writer for the following case. What does it say in the following case? Shayara shukhanas betel. A shayar which camped in a mound. Shugvah asar tvachim, which is more than tvachim off the sea level. Beneka, shomak asara, they tented in a depression, which is more than tvachim deep. Begina, they tented in a courtyard, vegetable garden, right. Shibukev is there, which is surrounded by a fence. Metautalin, now this Megirsa is very old, messed up here. It should be Metautalin's, but let's see in the Carbonada. The Carbonada in the last of the wide lines, so it's line number 4. How do you guys see Metautalin Bekula? You just take out the next few words. Time Bekula eventually Sharu base a sign upon it. You can carry in the entire enclosure as long as you don't have an empty base of sign. Do you remember that case from the first parak of Erev? Remember the case? No clue. There are two ways of looking at how much room you give isolated hikers or travelers. Do you give them
each a base of sign, meaning 5,000 square amos. So you give them as much as they want as long as there's no 5,000 amos empty within their perimeter. You see the difference?
Yes.
Okay. So here is saying, you can carry the entire thing as long as you don't leave a base of sign open. That's like the other P, that we don't parcel out based on inhabitants, right? But as long as you have three or more, you get the entire enclosure as long as you don't leave anything, a base of sign area empty, right? So, this was our second suffix. What was our second suffix? That we asked whether there's a difference between a shayorin and an individual, right? We said, according to Rabbanan, there's no difference. And is that true? Rabbanan lo mishani ben yishayorin lo shayorin? So in essence, Yushami says, yeah, there's no difference. I'll prove it to you. Why? Because even if you have a shayor, you still can't leave a base of sign open. You got to fill up every last available, well, not every last, but and so that there isn't 5,000 square amos left unused. We see that this principle, this price is reflecting that principle even in the case of a brisa. Right? Not a case of a brisa. So reflecting this principle even in a case of Shayura, case of Shayura. In other words, I might say by Shayura it's more lenient. You can leave a base of sign open, right? It's only by an individual. Since the Brisa doesn't distinguish between an individual and a whole caravan, must be their assumption, Gur Rabbanan. As astounding as that assumption was, is correct. And what does that assumption tell us? There's no difference between a Shayura and a Yachid. Whatever parameters apply to a caravan apply to a solitary individual as well. Okay? Say it more further. Rabbi Acha B'Shem Rabbi China said, Afila Akufos Afila Vitin. Now, this is not relevant directly to our conversation. We're really going to go back to our previous conversation. But he says you can even use saddles and even bedpans to make the eruv. Do you remember how that works? I don't think it's in the Mishnah. Mrs. Zuba, do you remember that picture? Using the saddles?
The picture had to be a
So you must remember this picture.
It's one of the most beautiful pictures in the parish, right?
Okay. Yeah, I forget the picture.
Okay, so this is so you can use anything. Afilu kufas afilu avitin.
You're right. It sounds like it is a Mishnah here. No. I don't know. Maybe a Bavli is part of the Mishnah.
With the parish.
Because he had. Maybe it is. I'm actually too lazy to go get more, but I think you're right. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Now we get back to the previous issue. Now, this is a general principle which we have, which we're going to discuss really in some detail here, which is good to have the parish chai, which is that. Each guy gets a base of sign, right? Each guy gets a base of sign, generally speaking. A base of sign means 5,000 square amos. We have a picture of that. This guy, one guy gets one base of sign. And then there's an opinion, two guys get two base of sign. There's an opinion that three guys get as much as they want, as long as they don't leave a base of sign empty, like I mentioned a moment ago. Okay, that's this picture here. Three guys, as long as there's no base of sign empty. All right? Now we're going to discuss that. To Mr. Rabin Amar Uvat Adam. Each person, you have to have a person in each base assignment in order to get a base assignment, right? The Mar Rabbi Yebob, Shem Rab Chuna, Rab Bos and Rab Chuna, Echor Oshnaim, Nosan and Base Oshnaim. One or two, you give them. Oh, he has a different sheet. Sorry. He says you give one or two people a Base Oshnaim. One person gets a Base Oshnaim. Two people get the same Base Oshnaim. Shleisha, if you have three people, Nosan Base Shishu Sein. You give them six. And you keep adding a base assignment afterwards for each person who's there. So he owes one or two get two. Three gets six. And then four gets eight. And five would get ten. And so on and so forth. Ad infinitum. Okay, is that clear? Alright? That's his shita. I don't remember that in Bavli, but it says here Irvin Design, so maybe I'm wrong. Now, in order to get a Shayora, which gets six or more, right, you have to have at least three people. And make a caravan. And Akumashim Shayora. However, a Goy cannot be part of the constituent number of people in the caravan. Katan Maushashim Shayora. What about a child? Good question. Probably doesn't have, the Yushami doesn't answer it. The Yushami goes on to another issue. Hey, Chavida.
To exclude a guy from a Shayara is a very strange idea.
Because it was
I don't know if I agree with you.
A Shayara is.
Because they didn't want people traveling with Koyim.
Oh.
It was Shemayim, so state master.
The same reason they didn't allow Erev Chatzeres with a Koyim. Because they wanted to be so kerushus in order that you should not be able to live with him. Because he's not going to want to be so kerushus to you. So to here, they don't want you traveling with a goy as your third partner in a caravan. It's a public safety issue.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah. Okay, maybe. I'm making it up, obviously. But hey, it's just as good as anything else, right? No, of course you did have the thing. But now, Echavida, this is not a caravan issue. This is a variation on the theme we just discussed a moment ago about the size of the enclosure. Hayushnaim, there were two Jews, let's say. And they made one Erev together, right? Now, when they made this Erev together, Ba'akum, a goike, and they made it within the permissible parameters. Uvo akum, then a goy, however, came on Shabbos Vaypi, and they expanded it. So let's say they had four two saw in their parameters, in their perimeter. Or even four, according to being that two guys get each a base saw. But then a goy came, expanded it to five. By Nichols of Shabbos, basically. When Shabbos came in, there were only two of them there, and since Goy doesn't make up a caravan for them, so therefore they don't get any more, and they're forbidden to carry. The Goy expanded the perimeter on them, they lose their right to carry, even in the middle of Shabbos. Okay? We don't say came a Chuhutra Hutra by Mechitzas. We don't say it's at the beginning of Shabbos, Mutra remains Mutra. We don't say that. If the Goy came to expand them now beyond the permissible limits, tough luck. However, what about vice versa? There were three. The Irvu Shnaim Ervin, and made two Ervin. Now here two is Labdafka. How many can they actually make three? They made six, right? In other words, they made large measure. And a goy came and diminished the area which they had, then that's okay, obviously. Quite Nicholas or Shabbos better. When Shabbos began, they were allowed to have six saw, so they're okay. Rabbi Dripa, I like that one. Rabbi Dripa. I'm Rabbi Nisa, same name, Rabbi Nisa. It said Rabbi Nisa Shaw. Rabbi Nisa asked, Mauli Tin Lem Sholosh Roshay Tur. This is a very funny case. I'm not sure exactly what you gained by that, but the case is you have your pictures. What's in your Gemara? Oh, there it is. Remember, three guys, I give each of them a base sign. Can I give them like this? A rectangle with three triangles in it. Now, I know what you gain by giving it that way. The conventional wisdom would be to give each one a slice, right? A regularly shaped slice. But somehow the question is, can I give them in any shape I want, including like a three triangles inscribed within a square? What? Obviously it matters to him. I don't know what matters in practice. Are you making a definitive statement? Okay, that's part of the question. Can I change the shape, or am I limited to a static shape? But I don't know what you gain by making it a different shape. Maybe the contours of the land are better for you. I don't know. But in any event, that's the Gemara's question. Gemara, of course, does not resolve that question. Okay? She has a maulite and shoshuratory. She has zemetaltosasim. She says, in other words, that my triangle enters into what appears to be the area of your triangle. Zemetaltosasim. She says, even though it really doesn't, it doesn't work, and we don't know. Rabbi Yaakov Shem Rechizdoi said, I said, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and our Mishnah is going to Shita Sofi. Rabbi Yossi, and our Mishnah is one who holds that a caravan needs for more than a base of sign, we need a true wall, a chain link, or a crisscross wall. How so? He goes like his father one thing and argues his father another thing. Bishita Sofi, he goes like his father. Typos coming up. Biyachid Pachos me base of sign. Change the Esther to Pachos. That Yochid is limited to less than a base of sign. Individuals less limited to less than base of sign, up to base of sign. The Chaluk Alav, even he argues his father, by Shayora, by a caravan, because there he says, B'yaser mi base of sign. Because there in a case where it's more than a base of sign, he argues, because he says if it's more than a base of sign by a caravan, what?
You said there was no distinction.
We basically just said there is. Chacham says no difference.
But what about by moment second?
Right. Carmenator brings that. Carmenator says he argues with Rabbi Yehuda's father. Rabbi Yehuda allows by a caravan, if it's a caravan, even more than a base of sign without Shasivar. And he says, you want more than a base of sign? You always need Shasivar. You always need a crisscrossing fence. So in this case, his requirement is consistent, Rabbi Yehuda's consistent requirement for a crisscrossing chain link fence. Puts him in agreement with his father once and a disagreement with his father once. Agreement with his father that they both don't require that for less than a base of sign. Only for more than a base of sign. That's the agreement. By Shayora, however, Rabbi Yehuda himself said, you have a Shayora, you don't need a crisscross fence. Rabbi Yehuda, yes, Rabbi Yehuda was by Shayora, you need a crisscross fence. Okay? Now, where do we find Rabbi Yehuda Omer? Rabbi Yehuda says be yachid. I changed this from Yosher to Pachos because Carbonator does, but the Stipus son doesn't, and now that I'm reading it, I'm against changing it. I'm leaving it the way it was.
Let me write the crosses out here.
Where do we find Rabbi Yehuda Omer biyachid yoytzer beis asayim tzor shtiver? The Rabbi Yehuda agrees that by yachid, if it's more than a beis asayim, nitsh shtiver. Right? Where do we find something like this? Nishmina. They both said kishem. No, I'm upset. I take back the fact that I erased it. I take it back. I'm putting it back. Sorry. Don't mind me. I'm just babbling incoherently.
Because it's
Dabra. Yes, we'll see why in a minute. Okay. Vein Ashkan Rabbeinu Amar Biyachid Yoser Beis Hashem Tzorich Shesiver. He pokes me Beis Hashem Tzorich Shesiver. How do we know the Kor Rabbeinu? Even if it's less than a base of a sign, you need a crisscross chain link fence. How do we know that? I'll tell you why. Dom Rabbi Yachar, Rabbi Yachar said, Tana Rabbi Chayin, Rabbi Yezim, Mishar, Mishar said, Kishem Shechaluk Yikar, Kachilu Miki Lime. Just like their machlokas over here, so too their machlokas by Ki Lime. Now, Ki Lime, you don't need a base of a sign to constitute a field. Far less than a base of a sign is a field. Ki Lime, Lofili, Base, Roiva. The share of a field by climb which requires distances, even a quarter of a saw. 1/8 of a base saw sign. Yet we say that whatever applies by the machlokas, which we have by Kilayim, by Shabbos, is the same machlokas by Kilayim. What's the machlokas? Whether I need crisscross or not. Because Rabban holds I don't, Rabbi Yehuda holds I do. If I have the same machlokas by Shabbos as by Kilayim, it must be that he holds just that even by less than a base of a sign, I still need a crisscross fence, because by Kilayim, we're certainly always talking about less than a base of a sign. Okay? That's the proof. Okay. Now, going on to the next part of Mishnah, the rest of the prayer is very easy. We exempted four things in an army camp. You don't need to make an Erev, a Sadaim, you can take as much wood as you want, and you don't have to marfish the mine, right? Kami Machne, what is the size of an army camp? Rabbi Chanina Amar Mea, 100 people. Vayavo Gidon Mea Isha Sharito Bikzea Machne. It says Gidon came with 100 people with him to the edge of the camp. How many people did Gidon have altogether? Good answer. You'll get far in the Bible contest with that answer. How many did Gidon have? Not too many.
200?
Yes. 300. So he divided them into three parts. 100, 100, 100. So it says he came with 100 to the edge of the machane. Now it wasn't his machane, it was the machane of Midian who he was actually fighting against. So that's Ravina boy. Ravina asked, Ilu amar machane v'anashim asher ito meo. If he would have said that he was a machne with the 100 people with him, that's good, Yos. But here it says he came to the machne. He wasn't the machne was below him. So that's no proof that a machne is 100. Rabbi Omer Asor, Rabbi says 10 people comprise the machne. How we know? Because it says by Avo Nare to David, the lads of David came by Dabro Novel. They spoke to Novel at the time was the husband of Abigail. And it says Vigomer, etc. And the next word is Vayanuchu, which we imagine to mean they were a machane. Ma Vayanuchu, Rabbi Yusta Bar Shuna Amar, Nasu Machane. So we see a machane as 10. Rabbi Yudan Baziomer, Asora, also 10. Why? Because Adla Machane Godo Kamachane Elokim. To a great camp like a camp of God. So we see a camp is defined as a camp of God. The Kama Machne Elokim, what is the camp of God? Asura, 10 people. That's already a camp of God, because that makes a meaning, right? Tani Mishem Rabbi Lush, name us on Elof, Kamachne Yisrael. A camp is 12,000, like the camp of the Jews when they went to wage war against the Midianites in Parshas Pinchas. So that's why a camp is 12,000. 1,000 for each chamber were brought there. So camp is 12,000. Now, continuing further along these lines, the army goes out to an optional war. Not
that discussion of machne. Can you even call that in Babel?
No, didn't define their machne.
One sheet to conclude 10.
In Babel, there are far ascribing socio-historic reasons to this phenomenon.
Because of the few people that were in Israel that had the machne that constituted 10.
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say that I was about to say that, although that may be true. I was about to say is that since in Bava they were many years removed from warfare, so therefore they had no tradition as to what a machne was. Whereas in Israel they had just gotten finished with years and years of revolt, so therefore they were much closer to what the this is how almost halacha l'maaseh for them, right? So only slightly archaic. All right? That's what I would say off the cuff. Time share of you, Ayetzim Mechem Shus, people go out to an optional war, we're talking because of Ayetzim Lachem, they're allowed to steal moist wood. But certain because of Ayetzim Mechem, but not dry wood, because it's already designated by the owner to use for a fire. Ayetzim Mechem is Chayva. However, when Yeshua obviously...
This is obviously stealing from a goy.
No, from a Jew.
I mean, stealing from a goy.
Yeah, stealing from a Jew. Right. Now, this is all because Yeshua made these conditions when they entered Eretz Yisrael. That's what gave permission to do this.
Okay.
The Chemes Rishos.
They're outside of the land of Israel as it is pursued.
Yes. Okay. Milchemes Choiva, Hayetzim Milchemes Choiva, a mandatory war such as the conqueror of Israel itself, or protective war, Mutar Megez Laetzim Yevashim Vilachim, they can even seal the dry wood. Rabbeinu Obed Rav Ketina B'Shem Rav Chuna said there's a limit. We're on the top now of Yud Gimel. If they were made into a bundle already, also, then that's too great an act of theft, because once they're bundled, clearly they are acquired by the owner thereof. Now, this may all be true, says the Gemara, when the wood is not adjacent to a private forest. What if the wood is adjacent to private forest where we know for sure it belongs to the individual who owns the forest? Can you still take it? And of course, the Yerushalmi doesn't answer that. Now, the Yerushalmi goes on to a different question. We say you don't have to wash until you die when you're out in the camp. That's when you're not near a fountain. If you're smuch l'mayin, you will even exempt until this time when you're right near a fountain. Mora doesn't resolve that either. Nichnasula imoin lir. Now let's say they had the soldiers, next case, had the Mai out in the fields when they were waging the war, so that the Mai is exempt from Trumas Maisis. When they go into the city, Kfar Niftaru, so they don't have to take up Trumas Maisis on this Mai either, because already got a halacha being exempt, because when it was out in the field it was exempt. However, Yatsu Memriyev, when they left the city to go to war, they took fruit with them, which was the Mai. Since when they acquired the fruit, it was not yet potter. Even later on, when it goes to the battlefield, it's not yet potter. So we always look at what its status was when it got into their hands, and that status remains for it down the line. Okay, it's a very big chiddush. Right? I would not have said that, but that's what Yerushalmi says. What? Yeah. Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Amra b'chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi. Demai, what is the word demai? What is the etymology of the word demai? It's really a couple of words missing. It should be demai, tike and lo tike. What is it? Is it correctified or not rectified? That's the etymology of the word demai. Okay? Milari, the people in the camp don't have to make an eruv. But Erev Tchumin, they have to make, because Erev Tchumin is the Raisa. Ask the Gemara, wait a minute, what do you need an Erev Chatzeris in the Machne for? What are they doing with this Erev Chatzeris? What are they carrying with it? Right? What's necessary? Says more notes. That's it. We store all the Yibshir Machne, because they have to move the tents. Since they have to move the tents, they need an Erev Chatzeris. That's what's necessary for them. As it learned, all Yibshir Machne, the tents in the camp, I might have thought you need Erev Chatzeris for that. There's a typo here as well, Carbonator says, Ain't Sukhim Erev. They should require an Erev, but since it's a Machane, since it's an army camp, Chazal exempted you from an Erev, right? All the Yishim B'Shayoga, but you want to move tents which are in the caravan. Even if it's more to move them, they're not, stuck into the ground somehow. For that, another typo, Tzrichin Erev, they require an Erev, because it was only exempted by army camps, not by anything else. Okay? Additional exemptions of an army camp. They can camp anywhere they want, even in the middle of a field. Where they are killed, there they are buried. meaning you don't dump them to mass graves, Jewish soldiers. Shalotoma Yasu Karoge Pamusios, they shouldn't be like those are killed by marauding bandits who are piled into mass graves. Rather, each person who dies gets his own grave. Is Tani Tani Osulfanoisa?
That doesn't mean actually where they die.
No, that's not brought down in Yerushalmi here. I don't know if the Yerushalmi holds of that. Bavli says where they die and bury them. Right? Bavli, end of the first paragraph. Yeah, here it's not brought down. On the contrary, look at this. East tiny, tiny, also for us, those say you can't move them. East tiny, tiny, also for us, those say you can move them. Amrav Chis said, "Mandam are mutzuf nosim. When are you allowed to move the dead bodies b'mchunosim when there are a pile of them? So again, you don't want to bury them in a mass grave, so you move them. Mandam are osuf nosim. Where it says you can't move them b'mfuzorim when they're scattered. So since they're scattered, so therefore bury them individually. Period. Okay. Maybe it's an allusion to what the Bible says, but I'm not sure. Kishem shalbali chosim b'torim mi'arbedvarim." Came because they're also just like when they go to war, they're exempt from the mai, from Erev Chatzeres, from Tehillat Yadayim, and they're allowed to take wood. So too, when they come back from war, they're allowed to do the same thing. Between Marbar Dvorim, Rabbi Yisrael Rabun Shama Lo Min Adoy Lintor Dvorim from the following. It says Miyarei V'Choreid, somebody who's fearful and trembles. This is by the war against I forget which war this is. It's the War of Gidon. Yeah, it's the War of Gidon. Let him go back and scout from the top of Mount Gilad. Why do they have to go back and gaze and scout? Let them just go back, hang their tails between their legs, and and scram. So the reason is because we've nesoin him. Because whenever you go even away from war, there are always people waiting to ambush you. Right? There are always people who hate you, and you have to always be aware, even when you're fleeing from the battlefield, that maybe you're going to be sniped at. So therefore, you're parted from the four things also on your way back from the battlefield, not just on your way to the battlefield. Rabbi Yisrael Rabun said, B'shem Rab, K'shem Shemali Chosu B'tur Me'ar Ba'dvari, K'av B'chazos B'tur Me'ar Dvorim, the same principle, just like on the way there, they're exempt, so too on the way back, they're exempt. Let's just go a little bit further. Go to this as far as I prepared, but might as well get down on base. Hajloch Mavli. The first break wasn't so bad. Osim Pasi Biros. You make four Pasi Biros, right? That's a cute case. We all know Pasi Biros, right? No. Oh, yes, you do. Here. Here, here.
Oh.
The walls for the cattle to drink.
That's right.
Okay? Ospasbros Arbadumdin, you make four pillars on the four corners. Near and Kishmosh look like eight because they're double sided. Div Rabida. Rabido Meromer Shmoinim Shmoina, you make eight because you make here the ones in the middle, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Right near and Kishnaim also, which look like 12 because the ones in the middle are not doubled. Okay? Arbadumdin, four double ones, Barbshutim and four single ones. Kevin has started telling that we at least 10 tefachim high, Brochum Chisha at least 6 tefachim wide, Volvi and Koshu, the thickness can be no matter how little, Ubeinim, between each two of them, Kimole Shte Rivko Shoshol Shosh Boker, you have to be able to get in two sets of three cows apiece, not this picture, because this is four cows apiece, Miramer, Abinamer Shel Arba, four cows apiece, Shuros v'lo mutoros tied together, which packs them slightly together. Mutoros not untied. Achaz and chmes v'achaz yoytz is one set going in and one set going out. And we will stop here for this evening.